This week in Nigeria, an Islamic appeals court heard the case of Amina Lawal. She's been sentenced to death by stoning for having sex with a man who is not her husband, convicted and sentenced under Sharia, the Muslim law that dominates her province. The evidence against her, a baby daughter. This case has attracted worldwide attention because of the harshness of the sentence. Commentator Asra Nomani says it's easy to dismiss the case as an aberration, but she says the sentiment behind it is pervasive through Muslim cultures all over the world, including in the United States.
The case against Amina Lawal in Nigeria is extreme, but it reflects a cultural attitude that can destroy a woman. I know. I'm a Muslim woman, born in India and raised in Morgantown, West Virginia. I went to Pakistan as a journalist. I fell in love. He was a Pakistani man who said he wanted to marry me. When I discovered I was pregnant, I wasn't acceptable anymore. Even when Sharia isn't enforced, shame rules. Women found to have boyfriends are murdered in so-called honor killings to protect the reputation of a family. A Muslim woman in Australia told me she was ostracized by her Pakistani boyfriend's family when she became pregnant. A Pakistani woman told me a friend plastered her face with makeup so she'd look like an older married woman when she went to get a secret abortion. My boyfriend wanted me to have an abortion. It made me feel so ashamed and so illegitimate. With the support of my parents and family, I'm honoring and treasuring the gift that is my son, Shibli. Some of my well-intentioned relatives told me to lie, to conceal the fact that I was unwed, even suggesting I say Shibli was conceived through artificial insemination. It made me so sad, but I chose not to lie. I'm finding, too, that there is a refuge within a kind Islam. Not long ago, I went to see a cousin, Naniapa. She's one of the kindest women that I know. She's also one of the most conservative Muslims in my family. She wears the burqa, the shroud that covers a woman from head to toe. I put Shibli into Naniapa's arms. She loved him all weekend, showering him with gifts and even allowing a rare photo with Shibli. Naniapa is an example of the greater Muslim principles by which we can live. A Sharia court doesn't live by those ideals when it issues a fatwa condemning a woman to death for giving life. The Prophet Muhammad is said to have told his followers, "Good is that which your heart feels at ease with, despite the reproaches of people. Evil is that which continues to move around in your soul, despite the assurances of people that what you have done is okay. Seek thus a fatwa from your heart." I look into my heart, as the Prophet Muhammad guided me to do. I see Shibli, strong, beautiful, and pure. I whisper to him, "You are my fatwa."
Asra Nomani is the author of the book Tantrika, Traveling the Road of Divine Love.